What's up, Chicago? That's right. It is Friday. Friday. Praise Break Friday, March 24th, 2017. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And man, we have an outstanding show for you today. In the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Mr. Daniel King, alongside my brother in ministry, the one, the only, Pastor Cornelius Parks. What's going on, bro?
What it do, people? What it do, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm excited, man. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
That's good, man. Good to have you back in the house.
Yes, sir.
Man, look here. We got a great show. It's Praise Break Friday. Y'all ready for this? My seven pet peeves about worship music in the church. My seven pet peeves about worship music in the church. This is going to be good. The conversation is going to be good. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to hear y'all's response to some of these. And I want you to share your pet peeves, too, because I'm sure we all have some. And, it's not just talking about praise teams. It's talking about the worship music, period. Some of it is maybe a tad bit outdated, but we're going to talk about that, too. So get ready, get ready. That's what's going down. But let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, just simply push one and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you are on social media, if you want to tweet the show, you can tweet us on Twitter. That's right. Tweet us on Twitter. Say that real fast, about 10 times. If you want to tweet the show, tweet us at TTLO Radio. Again, that's at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. If you want to email us, or rather, if you want to follow us on Facebook, Facebook Live, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there. Again, that's Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there. If you want to follow us on email us, rather, if you want to email the show, email us takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, that's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to read that email live on the air. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. You can find us right there. Ustream.tv. Feel free to go there. You can watch the live stream there. Facebook Live. Facebook Live is also up and running. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there, or go to any of our personal pages. All the links have been linked together, so you can't miss us. You can't say you didn't know, because it was there. And last but not least, the podcast. Please download the podcast anytime you're ready. Just go to your iTunes account, go to the podcast section, do a search for Taking the Limits Off. You will find us there. Hit the subscribe button, and guess how much it costs? It's free. Free 99. You can't be free 99. It only costs you 30 seconds to sign up. And then do me this favor. I want to ask you guys to do this. Go to our Blog Talk page, right? Go to the blog, and I'm going to make sure I'll put that in the comments. Go to the Blog Talk page. Go there and like our Blog Talk page. That's the main page. That's how y'all get to hear us. That's where everything is being provided by. That's whose name is on everything. You have to go to the Blog Talk page and hit the subscribe button. You won't get no bunch of emails. You only get stuff from us. But please go there, follow us, like us there on the Blog Talk page. I'll make sure I put the link in the one of the chat rooms sometime today. What's going on, Parks?
Man, you got it, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, man.
Good.
Man, good to see you, man. Everything. Man, I heard you had some death in the family.
Yeah, mom's mother-in-law passed away, man, mm-hmm. And so she going through.
Yeah.
Man, moms be tripping.
Okay.
Man, moms fell down and hit her face on the ground.
Did you have to say she be tripping, though?
Yeah, she be tripping, man.
See, that's his mama, so I ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah, moms be tripping for real, man. Hey, she got all stitches in her face.
Are you serious?
Man, face all swollen, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Mom,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But we're praying for her, man. I know that she's getting weary. Mm-hmm. A little bit. The death of her mother-in-law brought up memories of her husband.
Mm.
He just passed away in October.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Even going through the process to handling all the business,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
stuff is still in the air. So she's not getting no closure or even
right.
getting.
It's just a lot happening all
exactly,
at once.
All
right.
At once.
Right.
And
right.
Then
right.
to top it off, she tripped and hit her face on the concrete, man. I said, Mom, what you tripped over? I don't know. I said, well, you just be tripping.
Yeah. You know what? You need so much
I
help.
I told her, I said, Mom, you straight be tripping. But
you need so much help. You really do. You
yeah,
really do.
Man. Man, for real, man. Hey, man, that's
oh,
mom for you, man.
That's, yeah. So I don't even know what to say behind that.
Man.
I really don't. I really don't even know what to say behind
that. Well, I'm only saying it because I told her that too. So
okay, but you
and she laughed about it. And, I mean, you know, sometimes I say some stuff that come out of my mouth, don't even know what I'm saying.
Right, right.
And it just, I ain't gonna say it slipped.
You
up.
Really? You say stuff out your mouth and you don't know what you be saying?
I promise you, like, well, I catch it well, after I say it.
At least that lets us know that we ain't crazy.
No,
the rest of us.
No.
That gives us further clarification.
Because I couldn't believe I told her you be tripping. I mean, I'm sitting here like, I just told my mama she be tripping after she done bust her face wide open. Did I mean, luckily I said no to him who was able to keep us from falling. Let me stop, man. I love moms, man.
You need help, man. I don't even know what to say.
I said, Mom, how did you fall? I don't know. And when she said she don't know, then she said after she came back from the hospital and everything, she started looking around to see what made her fall. I said, Mom, just go ahead and get some rest for real. You just probably tired. Now I got to take you on a vacation or something.
I don't even know what to say to you. I really don't.
Man.
I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss right now. Because you just say wrong stuff out your mouth. And then you just,
I do.
And then
I
you
do.
Look around and wonder why.
I do.
Okay.
I got to admit it. You know, it just flows sometimes. Sometimes I'll be wondering, like, did you just say that? And I answer myself, yeah, I did. And it's just treacherous, man. Pray for your boy.
Yeah, we are. We
I try my best to keep it.
We gonna do that.
I try to keep it PG, but you know, some things it just. And then I realized after I said the last word that I said something wrong. But then you know what I do? I try to change the subject quickly, so we don't have to talk about it because I know I just dun 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 dun. And sometimes it work and sometimes it don't. You know, some people catch on to it and they want to go back and start talking about it. And I'd be like, come on, that's old news. As long as it's 5 minutes old, it's old news. Let's not deal with the past. If y'all ever want to get out of something, if they don't catch you within the first 5 minutes, it's the past. It's the past. Like,
you know what?
Man, why you keep bringing up old stuff?
You need so much help. You do.
Man.
We gonna pray for the past.
You know, that's just like if you drop something on the ground.
No.
I
don't believe in the 3 second rule.
3 second rule, baby. Man, if it was something good, too.
I don't believe in the 3 second rule.
Man, listen here.
My prayer is that it's still some more in the pot.
Man, listen here. Hey, what if it's not?
Then I'm at a loss.
Man, hey.
I can't
so
go.
So you never picked up a piece of chicken that's
no.
I have. and I think I beat the 3 second rule. Listen, that chicken fell.
See,
I didn't even look
the
down.
The difference between me and you is I love food so much I don't drop none. I don't.
I got you.
I don't miss a man. Look
I
at
you.
It. There's a time when the slip and a hey.
I got you.
Yeah. I burnt my hand catching a hot piece of chicken before.
Oh, man.
So that ain't even a question for me.
Man, listen, I was in today I seen an old couple that went to my old church.
Okay.
And, man, now, what I'm about to say.
Oh, Lord.
Please do not laugh. Cause
but
I'm
you
not,
gonna, you,
no, no.
It's
not,
a setup. It's
no,
a setup.
No, no, no,
I can
no.
tell already. Go ahead.
So, I'm sitting down, came from a barbershop.
Uh-huh.
And I seen them. I said, hey, Deacon. Hey, I if I say her name, everybody gonna know who I am.
Okay, but go ahead. Don't say her name.
So, I hugged her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering why she didn't hug me like back because she always happy to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I shook his hand. He asked me how the church going. I told him. I told
mm-hmm.
him I missed 60th year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, you got members now? I was like, no, I always had. I mean, a church is a church. But he wasn't trying to be smart. He wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I could have took it as a low blow, but he wasn't trying to go there. And so I was wondering why she didn't respond to me the way that she normally would.
Okay.
So they was walking to the register, and so it's another lady that's in the restaurant that been knowing us for years.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Reverend, you don't pay no mind to her. She got dementia. I mean, right when, I mean, they still in the restaurant right now. She talking. I said, listen, Margo, be quiet. Like, come on. Shh. Man, I thought I was bad. I'm talking about she just talking loud. Yeah, she probably just didn't know who you was. I said, this woman here, man, like, people could well, I'm the wrong person. The wrong person said this, that people could say the wrong thing. I don't even know how I just fixed my mouth to say that. But, you know, I don't think I said the wrong things. I just said it at the wrong time. That's how I'm going to put it. Yeah. Anybody know? I think I just said it at the wrong time. And you got to be a fool to try to justify it, like I'm trying to justify it now.
Right. You really are. You should just let it go. You should just...
Hey, I'm sitting up here trying to make sense out of something that just don't make no type of sense whatsoever.
Yeah, you should just let that go.
Man.
Be like Teddy Pendergrass.
Okay, so
think I better let it go. What you say now?
Hey,
you just need to let it go. Go ahead.
I got a mother that just joined the church not too long. I mentioned her before, right? I got to say this. And so I made a mistake and gave mother my phone number.
See,
I made this mistake. I can't say that part.
You can't say I made a mistake. You just have to tell the story.
Oh,
I'm trying to keep you out of trouble.
Man, mama,
just keep going.
Mama called me 30 times a day, right?
Oh, Lord.
And I'm not lying to you.
It might have been a mistake.
It was a mistake. Because each time her opening statement is, Pastor, I hope I don't get on your nerve. Hey, bro, now you should see my face. Like, every time she said, I look at the phone, can you just see what I'm doing right now? For real. And so she called me this morning, and she said, Pastor, I'm praying for you because I know how I feel to lose somebody. She's talking about my step-grandmother.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, I really want to try to make the funeral, but I don't have no way.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Mama, well, the funeral is not until next Friday. I said, the funeral night until next Friday. Oh, okay, well, I'm going to try my best. Then she came back and said, well, we got church all day. I really love your church, man. Y'all some givers. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And so she came back and said, well, I just see you Sunday evening, and you have a blessed weekend. I hope I ain't getting on your nerve.
Mm.
Right before the show came on, I see the number coming. I'm like, Mama, I really wanted to answer the why I was online. Like, I might want to call her while we on the air right now.
No, I'm so glad we're not. We will not. We are not.
Hey,
No.
Hey, I love Mama. Boy,
no.
Mama had me going. So yesterday I did a big old pickup, right? And so Mama came down. And now this is real talk. And she got this little walker thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the walk. And she bent over.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama come go down 75th. Before you know it, she could be on like 2 miles away, you still see her bent over. So she came in the church yesterday, and she said, Pastor, is there anything I can help you with? I said, no, Mama, this heavy stuff, this for the big boys. Well, I might not be able to carry something, but I probably could open up something for you. She talking about open up the box. Mama wanted to get her shopping on. I went flatline yesterday. I couldn't believe this. Like, I said, Mama come down to the church, baby. She said, this is the best church she ever been to. She never been to a church that give out this and that. I told Mama, your love offering be higher than mine.
I can't. I don't even know what to say.
Oh, my God.
I don't even understand.
Man, listen here. Hey, if you was getting hit like I was getting
as my mother would say, where did you come from? Who are your parents again? Like that,
they be tripping,
right? You know what? See, you just go too far. You, oh my God, I just okay, yeah. y'all pray for the for the people. Okay, so we were talking about this off air real quick before the show started. We were talking about these little girls who disappeared in the it's in the Washington D.C.
area,
right? In,
uh-huh.
in the D.C. area, about 15 so far.
17.
17 now. 17 girls, black and Hispanic,
mm-hmm.
right? Black and Latino,
mm-hmm.
Have disappeared in the D.C. area in less than the last 30 days, right?
17 days, 16 days from March. Well, they did it from March 1st to March 17th.
Mm.
They got this on that. You know that help the most wanted sign,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or looking, they got a whole big
mm-hmm.
billboard of all the kids, all the young ladies on there,
mm-hmm.
and they said from March 1st all the way through March 17th. That's crazy.
So I saw bits and pieces of it this morning. I think I was watching Good Morning America, one of the shows, and they were talking about how the I guess it's one of the police chiefs, whatever, decided to make it a social media thing because it caught on and so on social media. Mm-hmm. Because for one, those of us in Chicago knew nothing about this until you saw it on the news, right?
Exactly.
But it's been happening for quite a while. And, of course, the conversation came up, well, when black and Hispanic children disappear, it's not a big news item. But yet, Tom Brady's jersey disappearing from the Super Bowl.
Stop the press. Hold the press.
Man. And how much money was spent.
Hold the press.
During the investigation to find out that a reporter from Mexico.
From Mexico.
Stole two.
Two.
Jerseys.
Yeah.
One a few years ago and then the most recent one.
Well, and then also they're trying to put that, the cleats too for Denver Bronco, they linebacker. I can't.
His
cleats and his jersey as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but it was, it was smooth and we're going to get right back on the girls, but it was smooth how they looked at the cameras and seen everything.
Yeah.
Now, my question was, why didn't they do that before? I mean, that this could have been solved so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So quickly. But these young ladies, one of the things, and you mentioned it before we came on air, that they're making it a national thing because what happens, for you that don't know, these young ladies be missing for a period of time and they start getting into that trafficking.
Well, they said what happens is when they're missing for so long, a lot of these young ladies end up, and young boys sometimes too, end up in sex trafficking. And if you're not familiar with it, what it is these girls get kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
They get placed into these sex trafficking rings where they're then sold off to the highest bidder for whatever time. And then they're kept in these places where they're strictly used for sex until they age out. And then they get rid of them, either kill them or drop them off somewhere. And then they disappear.
It's a lot of movies. We got some couple of movies out like
that. Quite a few.
One of the most familiar ones that we all have watched was Taken.
Right, when his daughter was kidnapped.
When his daughter was kidnapped and,
exactly.
With a friend.
Yep.
And how the young man set him up at the airport.
Yep. Yeah, they see them coming in.
Exactly.
They see them on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Or in this case, they see them in neighborhoods walking unsupervised.
Yeah.
And then they befriend them. And then before you know it, here's the kicker. They use other young people who are already a part of it to pull them in.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm reading this from USA Today. It says, Washington, D.C., black lawmakers are calling on the FBI to investigate whether there is an increase in cases of missing black children and teens in the nation's capital. It says in a letter obtained by Associated Press, Representative Cedric Richmond, Eleanor Holmes called on Attorney Jeff Sessions and FBI Director James Comey to devote the resources necessary to determine whether these developments are an anomaly or whether they are indicative of an underlying trend that must be addressed. On social media, people are using the hashtag Missing DC Girls to voice frustration over lack of media coverage and what many believe is an uptick in cases of missing black and Latina girls. There are so many girls missing. Help them instead of focusing on some football jersey. Wow.
Wow.
And so on this picture they have, let me see if I can blow the picture up. I don't think it's going to let me because I can't. Maybe I can get a little bit closer in there. Nope, it's not going to let me. But they have all these girls ages 16, 16, 15. One is 18, 16. Yeah, and they've been missing. And this is, like you said, these are all missing in a 2-week period of March.
Yep.
In 2 weeks in March.
Yep. And there's no telling if anything else came up from this one.
And right. But this is right now. And this is only what, and you have to remember this. These are the only ones that have been reported missing.
Exactly.
Because see, if you ain't got nobody looking out for you and you go disappearing, then you just missing.
See what happens too. And this is very important. And I want you guys to listen. When you're not giving your youth, a voice or even listening to them, they run into love. They run into something that will
somebody will
listen to them or give them opportunity or give them the things that they asking and crying for.
Yes.
And so what happens, these are professional people that grab our young people and start training them.
Yes.
Start training, number one, their head, their mind.
Yes.
And so it's just like, excuse my language on this. It's just like a pimp and his prostitute.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's like, you know how when a pimp, he entice her, he get her in, he brainwash her.
Mm-hmm.
And then now she began to work for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, okay.
No, you're good.
And so with these kids, what's happening is they grabbing the kids. And normally now, keep this in mind, this used to happen in other countries.
Yes, it still happens.
It's happened in other countries, but now it's hitting home in the States. And believe it or not, I was introduced to this maybe 8 or 9 years ago when I used to work for Central States there. And the YMCA on the South Side, they have a grant just for teen trafficking, trying to get them off the streets.
Yeah.
Because truth of the matter, there are some kids, and they don't call it prostitution anymore.
Right.
It's trafficking.
Yeah.
They're doing that right here in this city of Chicago that you don't even know that that's taking place.
They snatched them up. The way it normally works is they snatch up these little kids, these young girls, 13, 14, if sometimes younger than that. They snatch them up. They put them on a truck somewhere. And then next thing you know, they wake up somewhere and they're forced into this. They're forced into this because, unfortunately, you have sick individuals.
Yeah.
Watch this. In America and outside of the country, sick individuals with money who will pay to have a virgin child, boy or girl, to use them for whatever purposes they want. And this has been happening for years. And it only happened, and unfortunately, it's been happening for years. But now, in this particular case, I'm glad it's getting some attention, and we need to keep the focus out there. Because, again, you're talking about 15 young women who have just disappeared in the Washington metro D.C. area. So that's like, you know, now Washington is nothing like Chicago. Washington is a small city.
Exactly.
It's a very small city, you know, and you might say, well, that's not a big – it is, because we're talking about 15 Black and Hispanic children who in 2 weeks' time
– yeah.
have disappeared.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know if they ran away because some of them, according to the young lady, the police officer on the news, some of them were, some of them have history of being runaway.
Yeah.
So, okay, fine. If they ran away, they ran away. But even still, it doesn't matter if they ran away. There's still minors who are missing.
Right.
There's still minors who are missing. We do 2020 and Nightline reports on little white girls when they come up missing, and we keep those reports on the TV every day. Little white girl go missing, it's on every news channel. It's on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. Little black girl go missing, unless she's from your town, you don't know nothing about it. And like these 15, we just found out about this morning.
And keep in mind, this is another form of slavery.
It is.
This is what happened when the slave master, when we was caught, taken into captivity of slaves, they went into a place where they was bidding on us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what's taking place now, the highest bid. And truth of the matter, now this is the scary part, is because if they don't have no use of you, what do they do to you now? They're not going to send you back to where you come from. And so now you're in jeopardy and you're in harm's way on both angles. And so I want to say this, it's important that we be in contact with our kids, even focus on what they're doing, their mood change, even how kids go from 0 to 5, then 5 to 8, 8 to 12, then 13 to 17. You got to know these mood swings, because right underneath our nose, we don't even know what these kids are doing when no one else is around them. Real talk. And so I think we got to be held accountable for a lot of that stuff. Also, while we're on the social media, kid,
go ahead.
I am totally, excuse my language, pissed off
about
that young man got his baby on social media holding a gun.
So that happened, I think it was last week the picture surfaced.
Yeah.
Because I think Angela posted it and showed it, sent it to me in a link, and asked, and what ended up happening is this young man is on the picture. I'm sure you've seen it on the news. He's holding his baby in one arm with the phone, and then the baby is holding the gun.
Holding the gun, man.
And this baby is not even, don't even look like walking age.
Exactly.
Or talking age.
Exactly. And that's the stuff with that stupidity.
Yeah.
That don't have nothing to do with no drugs. That don't have nothing to do with no alcohol. That's just flat out stupidity. A lot of these kids are doing stuff to get attention from their peers. It's not a cry out to some of the parents. It's attention to their peers. Now, what in the world was he thinking?
You just used the key word, thinking.
Exactly.
He wasn't.
He wasn't at all.
He wasn't. He wasn't.
At all. Yeah. And it's sad because now you there are so many charges against you about to come up.
Well, I mean, and somebody finally reported it. But again, this goes back into this whole thing about this is the... the dark side of the internet or social media, because they see so many people who get famous on social media. Everything is done for likes and clicks.
Exactly.
Everything is done to get likes and clicks. Exactly. Well, if I post this, I'm going to get so many likes. If I do this, I'm going to get so many clicks.
Yeah.
And you would risk, whether the gun was fake or not, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
But you would risk putting your child in danger, and watch this, putting your own self in harm's way.
Exactly.
Because now, even if the gun was fake, you opened the door for DCFS and whoever else to show up at your front door and want to find out what's going on with you and your children.
Yeah.
So again, we constantly do go through this thing, and it's there's this lack or need for attention, which I really have not gotten an understanding of this. There's this need for people to, and it's always looking for someone to pat you on the back or someone to lift you up. You're always looking elsewhere. Instead of doing your own thing.
I want to stand out.
Yeah.
I want
to
be considered a man. I want everybody, the light to shine on me. And let me tell you, I tell anybody this. Being under the radar, being under the light, is not a cool situation.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
It's not.
Because
I mean,
you can't even do, somebody said this to me, and I'm going to let Johnny get in trouble. Everybody wants to, you know, when you're under the spotlight or you're constantly under the microscope, people always want to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So the thing for me, and I'll use myself as an example, you know, well, we see Dana on Sundays and we see him on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what he's doing the other days.
That's not your job to know that.
But there's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
What's the mystery?
Yeah.
What you want to know?
Oh, bro.
I'm just seriously. It's like what what is it you want? Well, we don't, you know, because if people like, what is he doing? What do you mean? What's your question?
Bro, you said
what's
something.
The real thing is, it's not about they're concerned about what you're doing.
Boy,
they just want to know.
Listen, man, you hitting something so big. Because right now, people
It is
think,
overrated, yes.
People think that I got a mysterious family somewhere. Because and I'm being real with you, man. Because one thing about me. Now, I'm serious. I learned this when I was in the streets, man. Years ago, when I was in the streets. And I share this testimony often.
Mm-hmm.
I was dating someone, and I was out there doing me, a guy that she was messing around with, she gave the key to while we was in bed sleeping. She let him come in, and he stuck me up, a gun to my head, and I'm being 100 with you. Ever since then, I've been very cautious about people being in my circle.
Wow.
Honestly, people might look at it as a bad thing when it comes down to being in relationships and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But truth of the matter, there's something in me that don't allow everyone to get in my circle.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that some people just want to get in your circle just to be nosy.
Absolutely.
Some people want to see how you live in. Some people just want to be, just said, man, I want to see what's his life outside of church and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, bye. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I keep it on the move. I move and groove just like that. I'm serious. I don't, man. That's just something about me. And I tell anyone, whether I'm dating you or not, if you want to deal with it, you're going to have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's my preference.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Some things I just keep sacred about me. Now, if we're going to get to that level and I say, okay, you're my wife, you're... Okay, now some doors of the church will be open, but until then, and this is just me. I don't try to disrespect nobody, but this is just me.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't have full access to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm, you know, people try to figure out, as being preachers, when I was on a football star and a street man, I had all three areas when people was trying to get close to me, trying to figure out, and it wasn't about me per se.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted to see how I was living. And crazy.
And when they can't figure it out,
woo!
You know the part that irritates me? When they can't figure it out, they ad-lib and they just make up some stuff.
Definitely.
Anyway, real quick. So, I want to move on. So we definitely want to keep those people, those young ladies in D.C. Man, look, if you haven't already, read up on it.
Please do.
Send the information out. Keep an eye on it. Keep
Please
your
do.
Prayers up for them. And I know there are girls missing here in Chicago. I'm
Please
not
do.
Trying to shift anything. I know we have our own issues here in Chicago, but look, those young ladies in D.C., they need the awareness needs to be constantly lifted
yes.
up. So do whatever you can to push them to push this out there so that they're brought home, so that they don't end up as just another statistic. Okay, so real quick,
45, huh?
45. You know, I hate to give a 45 update. Y'all know who 45 is, right? That dude in the White House with the orange face.
I knew 45 to come, baby.
So two things going on with 45. 45 in his campaign, when he was running, said he was going to do two things. He was going to appoint judges who were pro-life judges, right? Pro-life judges, so that they could get Roe v. Wade overturned.
Yep.
Okay. Then he also said he was going to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Yep.
Those things. Okay. Uh-huh. So here's the deal. So his judges, the guy he wants to appoint as a judge, is still going through the confirmation part right now. He's testifying and everything. Okay, fine. That just happened. Here is the problem with this. All these people are saying, well, if you're Christian, how could you not be pro-life?
Exactly.
All right. I want to say this, and I don't want to start a pro-life pro-life
debate,
pro-choice debate. That's not it. Whatever your stance is, that's your stance. I'm not trying to say that. I don't want to know about any of that. But here is where the line gets blurred for me. How can you say, it's just amazing to me for people who claim to be pro-life.
Yeah.
How can you say you're pro-life? Does your pro-life stop once the baby is here?
Wow. That's good.
That's my question.
That's good.
Because the very people who claim to be pro-life, maybe what you really are you're pro-birth.
Yeah.
Because it's amazing to me that the very people who claim to be pro-life, once child is here, with 9 times out of 10, most of the abortions are single parents, single mothers. 9 times out of 10, the very people who are pro-life tend to want to cut the programs that are necessary for that single mother to help this baby that you fought to get here.
Yeah.
So I have a real, real issue when your pro-life stops at birth.
Yeah.
Once that baby breathes the first air in outside of the mother's womb, I can't find y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all are nowhere to be found. You want to cut Planned Parenthood because you're upset that Planned Parenthood provides the option.
The option.
Even though Planned Parenthood still does work for those mothers who are having children.
Exactly.
They provide prenatal care and all this other stuff. It just bothers me that all of you pro-life people.
Yeah.
Where are you at when this little 16, 17, 18-year-old, 19-year-old decides to make this choice? And don't get me wrong, I understand. It's probably the hardest choice a woman will ever have to make in her life.
It is.
But where are all you pro-life people at when after the baby is here?
That's right.
Where is your concern then?
Where's your support?
Yeah, where's the support? Because you all in for baby as long as he ain't here, she ain't here.
Exactly.
But the minute that little bugger get here, you ain't nowhere to be found.
Exactly.
I'm just wondering where y'all at. And I know I got a lot of preacher friends. I got a lot of pastors who are pro-life. They're always putting up the statistics. So many babies killed and all this. And I'm not arguing with the statistics. My question is simply this. If you are going to say you are pro-life, does that only mean you pro-life until the baby get here? Because you ain't helping with the life of the baby. You're pro-birth. I think they need to change the term.
Pro-birth. That's true. You know, and truth of the matter, we're not even trying to get into the debate.
No.
We don't want no one to try to bring up scriptures. And this is not personal.
I'm not trying to. No.
It's not personal opinion towards something that has become nationally.
Right.
Most people, they're trying, for you that don't understand pro-life is simply cutting off abortion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They feel that abortion is a sin. They feel it's totally against the will of God. It's, mm-hmm. it's totally, so
right.
have it.
Right.
However, my thing is, when you have a teen that's at a, mm-hmm. not even, don't have parents to mm-hmm. even support her, don't mm-hmm. have a, mm-hmm. a support base mm-hmm. or system,
mm-hmm.
after the baby get here, what are we providing them? What mm-hmm. what type of resources we give them? What type of help are we giving them to get them to the place of being a good parent? Even during that process of pregnancy, are you taking them through training?
Right. Where are you at during that time?
Right. Are you mentally trying to prepare them?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just happy that they just went on with the process?
Exactly.
Because truth of the matter, Let the truth be told. They got the postpartum
depression.
That comes after you.
When they give birth to a child.
And I believe a lot of that come from is the trauma that they went through during the trimesters. And so I believe that and whatever stroke your boat, stroke your boat. But you got to make the best possible decision for the best for that person, for the individual. And I do understand that it's a certain age now. Is it a certain age that they are able to make their own decision?
I think 16 or 17, 16, I believe. 17. I'm not sure.
Truth of the matter, some of my great grandparents then had babies at 14. And I'm being serious. Back in the day, but they had something that we don't have today. It's called nurturing. They didn't have a lot of technology, but they had love. They had the nurturing aspect. They had care, and they had another thing called provision. And so that's something that we're not doing today. And this is my thing. Now you're talking about pro-life, but you're making it able once she conceived. If she don't want to have it, she can just leave the baby in front of and take it to the fire department or
hospital. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean. That's detrimental either way.
Yeah, it wasn't to start that thing, but my issue is I don't understand where is the concern afterwards? Where is the marches and stuff afterwards?
Felicia Martin said something really good. She said it's tons of them at the abortion clinics. But none of them
at the public aid office. Yeah.
And that's true.
Right.
That's true.
Absolutely.
But the truth of the matter. Now, the same ones who's at the abortion clinic are the ones who's trying to get the public aid office closed.
Absolutely. You don't want you want them to have the baby, but the resources necessary to nurture and raise the child.
You try to cut off.
You want to cut off.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to cut off. You want to cut off. And now, watch this. In this new, moving on to the new getting rid of Obamacare. Part of the deal is 60 days after a woman gives birth, according to this new one of the new provisions in Trump care, she got to go back to work.
She got to go back to work.
60 days.
Now, we all know it's 90 days at first.
No,
right?
It's supposed to be six. You're not supposed to get 6 weeks, right? Yeah. So but now they're talking. So he's saying that they need to go looking for work, especially if they're unemployed. They need to go looking for work after 60 days. So it's like it's like all these new things are popping up, and it's like where's your support? Where's your support? Let me go through. Let me speak to the people on Facebook Live. Let me go back on here, y'all. I'm sorry because I think I neglected y'all on Wednesday. I don't see some of the stuff here. Michelle Dixon, God bless you. Yolanda King, Danielle Carpenter, Anitra Howard, Leslie Kelly, Mooney Johnson, Dana Miller, Tiki, Loving God, Sharice Queen. DeWanda Johnson, Danielle Carpenter, who else we got? Tanya Williams, Terrence Terrell Ellery, that's a good name there, Felicia Burnett, I think I said Tiki Love, got Cynthia Washington, Mark Atkins, Austin in the house, what's going on, Sherry Westmoreland, of course Felicia Martin and Marissa Williams, God bless you, and Genesis G.G. Sullivan, God bless you.
Hey! Hey! Listen, people, honestly, it's so much taking place in our world that even if it's not hitting us in Chicago or the state of Illinois, we got to be aware of what's taking place. We have to engage because what happens even with the go back to the trafficking.
Yeah.
Kids, if you guys have not noticed about kids, they following trends. Instead of them being trendsetters, they following trends. They doing everything everybody else is doing. So if these kids, if whether they ran away being rebellious or was they abducted, we don't know. However, we don't want our kids here in the city of Chicago to look at that on social media and try to run with it. What's happening, we getting all these different challenges that people that challenge is something that we call courage. We challenge people to do something that they probably normally wouldn't do. And so happening with all these challenges, it seemed like we're losing the grip, and I'm not going to say we lost the grip because there's still hope, but we're losing the grip of our kids. And man, Terrence Ellery said something powerful too.
Mm-hmm.
He said some adults are following trends as well. You absolutely, honestly, you absolutely right. You absolutely right.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's good.
To make people more responsible. You know something, Felicia Burnett, prophetess.
Uh-huh.
Let me speak on that because
what is she saying? What's she
is
saying?
It possible that one of the goals is to make people more responsible before pregnancy?
Absolutely.
And let me say this.
Now, if you're
there
going
you
to if you're going to teach that, then teach that. But okay, here's the deal. We can put all the information is constantly put out about people being responsible. Now, in the church, I'm gonna play both sides.
There you go.
In the church, they say abstinence.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the reality is that's not being followed.
Exactly.
I understand. The church preaches abstinence.
Uh-huh.
The church says, the Bible says, you wait until you get married,
First
and
written.
Then you start having children.
Yes.
That's what the Bible says,
yes.
Right? Okay, got it. Unfortunately, that's not being followed. So what we need to do as responsible Christians, and this is why I had an issue with people getting upset with because I've always been on the fence about the passing out of birth control at schools and stuff like that. But I had to move outside of myself and outside of tradition and say, if my child is going to go out there and do what he knows he's not supposed to do, at least make sure he or she is protected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm not condoning what him or her will do.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, if you're going, it's no different. Can we say it like this? If my child goes and drives a car, I would hope he or she puts on a seatbelt.
There you go.
Even though I know they drive a little crazy and they do stuff a little recklessly, at least I hope they're wearing a seatbelt.
Exactly.
If you follow what I'm saying.
Exactly. Also, I want to say this about this.
Go ahead.
Felicia Barnett, you said something so key.
Mm-hmm.
If you looked at this, back in our day when we were younger,
mm-hmm.
and when we was in church, we talked about abstinence. We talked about refraining from sex.
Yes.
You know, believe it or not, that's something that we didn't even feel comfortable even discussing with our peers,
mm-hmm.
because we didn't want them to even think that we had the idea of wanting to partake.
Right, right.
It was a certain level of respect.
Right.
I believe, now this is parsology. This is nobody else. This is parsology. I believe that we need to have classes on sex. What you call it in high school?
It's sex education.
Sex education.
Yeah.
I believe because here, if we as people start showing them what does a person's vagina look like when they have a disease? What does a man's penis look like when they have a disease or have herpes on it? It will make them more cautious or even want to partake in matters like this. If we start showing them movies, showing them videos
mm-hmm.
on a little kid
mm-hmm.
having a baby at an early age and
mm-hmm.
then she's struggling,
mm-hmm.
she's suffering, some of that stuff will cause conviction and make them not want to partake in it. An average kid out here don't even know what it should smell like.
Mm.
And I'm being real with you.
Mm.
An average kid don't even know how to kiss. They don't know how to do none of this stuff.
Mm.
They learn it through porn.
Yep.
They learn it through what they see through
on
dance.
TV. On TV.
On TV.
Right.
And then even their dances become more sexual now.
Right.
And so I believe one of the problems, and I got to say it once again, parsology, it got to be taught in the church. Because I don't believe that it's being taught in our school system in its entirety, like
mm-hmm.
it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I remember they used to show us pictures and stuff to scare us.
Yeah.
And then here's the catch with the condoms and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a church would get condemned for giving out, passing out condoms, talking
mm-hmm.
about safe sex, because
mm-hmm.
number one, if you're married, you shouldn't be using condoms.
Okay, so let me here we go.
There you go.
So Sherry Westmoreland just said this. Preventive education is the key.
Uh-huh.
Now watch this. You got a bunch of pastors who disagree with that. They don't think we
exactly.
ought to teach prevention.
Exactly.
Which
if
to me
only in that area.
To me, that's derelict in your duties. That's not teaching me. Because you holding up a Bible saying that the Bible says this is one thing, but then you should also show me the other side. Show me, like you said,
uh-huh.
show me the picture, show me the consequences.
Uh-huh.
Now, giving you all of the information. Now, I'm still going to tell you should wait,
uh-huh.
but at least you have all
uh-huh.
of the information. You just can't have, and that's what's wrong with so many of our churches. We gave our children, when they were coming up, half of the information.
Uh-huh.
We taught them how to do church, not how to be the church, which is why so many are no longer in church. So the same thing applies. We got to do. Thank you, Patricia Perkins. Everybody is talking and nobody is teaching. You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Look, nobody is teaching.
Look what Gigi wrote.
What did Gigi write? What? Yes, sex education would be great, but please get the right teachers. Let's not get a mother from the mother's board. You're right. But unfortunately, that's the case in most cases.
That's the case.
Think about this. Most of the women who are older than us learned whatever they learned from mothers in the church.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
For real.
And you're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely,
you know,
right.
And this subject matter in the church is one of the most hardest things to tap into.
Yeah.
Because based upon the atmosphere and culture of your ministry, mm-hmm. you're able to demonstrate this in its simplicity.
Yeah.
However, if you don't have the right people,
mm-hmm.
And then also the right ones teaching out of love.
Yeah.
See, I understand you saying get the right teacher, but even if that mother don't love properly.
Yeah.
Even if that deacon is not, I don't care who it is. You've got to be able to teach this out of love with conviction. Because truth of the matter, I'm serious. How many of us have heard this stuff being taught in the churches nowadays when it comes down to sex? I'm being honest.
Very few.
Very few.
Very few pastors probably even broach the subject. And if you have a youth church,
yeah,
that is probably not being discussed at all.
Do you remember they used to have bracelets or chains? My saving myself.
Right.
I mean, we don't have that stuff now. You don't have that group of kids
mm-hmm.
that's proud to be saving themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm quite certain it's out here, but it's not making noise. Like,
if it is, it's not being done. Let me say it this way, because I don't want to be ignorant to the situation. It's not. That it's probably not being taught is that it's mostly being taught in churches that don't look like ours.
And that's true. There you go. I got you. I got you.
It's being taught in churches that don't look like ours.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? And because they're more open to those discussions. That's why that's a good point, Felicia Burnett. She says, we grew up in an era that condemned rather than loved. Absolutely. But I want to read this. Faith Haygood says, I'm on the young mother's board. Y'all got a young mother's board at Lifeline? Really? What's that, like the 40 and under? The 50 and under mother's board?
Gigi, we know you was kidding about your mother's board.
No,
she's the young missionary.
Oh, okay. But one of the things that I saw in here was missing information leads to miseducation. And that's a good point. Who said that? Sherry Westmoreland said that. Here is the deal. If you want people to, if somebody's telling you about this investment, I say,
sure.
Parks, man, I got this thing, man. Mm-hmm. I need you to invest in.
Mm-hmm.
I got this good information. And man, this is it. And we can do this, this, and this with this if you follow this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't give you none of the cons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give you none of the bad side. So I'm selling you on just this part of it.
Uh-huh.
I'm giving you half the information.
Sure.
So that's what we try to get when we broach the subject of sex in the church. We only give one side of the information. We only say, hey, the Bible says you need to wait till marriage, and the Bible says you don't have kids until you're married, and all these other things. And we give that side of it. What we don't tell is the other side. We don't teach about soul ties. We don't teach about the physical side of it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to teach both, because then you give that kid all of the information and say, here, now, make the right decision.
But then also, one of the most misconceptions,
mm-hmm.
and I might need to duck when I'm about to say this, because
mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people are not going to agree with this, but until you show me in scripture,
mm-hmm.
then we can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid
mm-hmm.
that comes into this world is not a blessing from God.
You finna get...
I'm serious, because...
Oh, my God.
What's the purpose
of... Oh, God.
...instructing us in the book of Genesis?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
What's the purpose of him telling us to be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth with husband and wives? And then if I'm a fornicator, if I'm single, then I have the same benefits as a married couple. Now, that's very contradicting to the word. That's very contradictory. Until somebody proves to me, And I'm being real on this. Oh. Until you prove that to me,
oh God,
I can't sit here and say that I believe every person that got pregnant was a blessing from God.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes.
My. Oh, my God. You what?
That's right. That's right.
So let me make sure I follow what you just said.
Please do.
If I heard you right, yeah. I'm going to repeat it just like I heard you say it. If I heard you right, you just said every child is not a blessing from God.
It's not a blessing from God.
Wow. here is where I am with it. I want to disagree with you so bad. I really want to oh my God. Felicia Burnett said Ishmael. My God. But I really want to disagree with you, but I cannot. I'm trying to think in my brain. I'm trying to turn my spiritual brain on so I can find some scripture to contradict what you just said. But how the ever, I cannot at this point. Woo! Felicia, Absalom, who's she naming all these kids? Felicia Martin says, children are blessings. It may not have been the intent. Wait a minute. She said, children are blessings. It may not have been the intent to have a baby, but the children are blessings. Children are a blessing. That was Felicia Martin. You have no comment on that. Okay.
Once again.
She said, okay, they want me to disagree with you. Okay.
Show me in scripture.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm asking.
Uh-huh.
At the scripture in Genesis,
mm-hmm.
when that scripture said,
mm-hmm.
let's be fruitful and multiply,
mm-hmm.
replenish the earth,
mm-hmm.
who was God talking about? Husband and wife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
Okay.
When Paul talked about fornicating,
uh-huh.
and how that is against
uh-huh.
the God's word,
uh-huh.
and then he turned around and talked about married folks, how your body don't belong to you,
mm-hmm.
it belongs to your husband and your wife.
Mm-hmm.
How can both of them scriptures be in the same universe
mm-hmm.
as meaning the same thing when the Lord told us that fornicating is a sin?
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us are thinking, okay, well, God know what we was doing the whole time. Do you honestly believe that he's partaking in that?
Mm.
He's partaking in us doing something out of his will, and he's making a blessing out of it? See, this is the theory we get trying to just because we believe every child is a blessing from God.
Can I read for you?
Go ahead, please do.
The 127th.
Go ahead.
Number of the Psalm.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna read this real quick. It says,
"Behold, you're not the heritage from the Lord."
Unless
right?
the Lord, I'm gonna read the whole thing.
Okay.
I won't just read that little part.
Okay.
It says, "Unless the Lord builds the house,
house of God,
the Lord builds the house.
Uh-huh.
Those who build it labor in vain.
Uh-huh.
Unless the Lord watches over the city,
uh-huh.
the watchman stays awake in vain.
Uh-huh.
It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep." Verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord,
okay.
the fruit of the womb, a reward."
A reward, okay.
"Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate."
Okay. Bless it. Say that one more. His quiver, right?
Yes.
That's his responsibilities, right?
No.
That's who feels his quiver, right?
No. A person who carries arrows carries them in a quiver.
Quiver?
Protection?
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. Okay. When you are a person who uses a bow and arrow.
Sure.
Robin Hood, for instance.
Sure.
He carried his arrows on his back.
Sure.
The pouch that they're carried in is called a quiver.
So he carried
So no, what the scripture is saying is, like the arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver
with them.
Meaning who fills his quiver with children, like arrows.
Okay, but so
that's that scripture in itself says that children.
Let's do word search. I'm
right here with you. I knew you was gonna go there.
Let's do word search. Now.
Okay, well,
because that would be totally contradicted now to the word of God.
How is it contradicted?
Because now you're saying that I can just go out here and have kids out
no,
of my life.
No. That's not what it's saying.
What is it saying?
You make the choice to go out there and do that. That God is not going to punish the child for your bad choice.
Okay.
He's not punishing the child for your bad choice.
Okay.
It's not the child's fault. It's yours and his mama's fault.
So the curse
who
will
decided
lie on the
to
parents.
Do the, it's on you and your it's on
so
you
the
and
curse will lie on the parents.
Absolutely. At the kid is not at fault. The kid did not ask to be here.
Born into sin.
But all of us are.
All of us.
All
right.
of us. The kid included.
Born into, right.
Absolutely.
So we automatically born into a curse. Sin is what?
Okay. I'm not saying what I'm saying is simply this. There is no contradiction. We have free will, right?
Uh-huh.
We have free will, which means we make choices to go and do things. If you choose to have sex out of marriage
uh-huh.
and you choose to have unprotected, there's two choices now. You choose to have sex out of marriage. You choose to have unprotected sex out of marriage. You choose to have sex without any type of birth control. Then you're making the choice if when time comes that a pregnancy will occur.
So my question
just is, like people who are married. Who make just watch this? There could be people who are married, but they are on birth control because they have made the choice that we do not want children.
They made that choice.
They made the choice.
That was their decision.
So they took precautions.
That's their
to not,
decision.
That was their decision. So
their
just
decision.
Like with single people, you still are making that decision, right or wrong. You're making that decision.
The curse is baby mama, baby daddy drama disease. I just can't agree with it. I just can't. And Tiki Good, it
I see
God's
what you said.
Plan
God's plan.
And desire that
uh-huh.
each be born according to his plan.
For us, and that is through marriage.
Okay.
She said, when that does not happen, it does not exclude the fact of God's love and care for the child.
Wait, come on now. I never said God didn't love and care for the child.
But
now,
you,
if we look at now, let's go Bible then.
But you,
how many characters that God named them himself?
No, but let's go back to your original statement.
Every child
is not a blessing. For, right.
Even if God named you, how many characters? How many characters in the Bible that God has named, and their name was equivalent to curse or even sin, as not being a blessing to him or his nation.
So, Tiki, loving God says, give it up, Pastor Parks. We forgive.
No.
We forgive
no.
you.
No. Give me sound doctrine. Give me sound doctrine. It's
what?
No forgiving. I'm not going back on this. Give me sound doctrine. Please do.
I'm
no.
I'm, what?
No.
I don't now. Okay.
Faith, you need some time off.
let me say this. Because this is why I did not want to disagree with you. This is why I didn't want to disagree with you. Because I do believe that there are some parents who should not be parents.
Okay.
Now there are some who should not be parents, but God allowed it.
Okay.
Now, because seriously, that's just a straight fact. We see kids all the time with their parents, and we wonder how are those children even surviving with the parent that they have.
Mm-hmm.
We see them all the time. So I'm I don't know if you had
Nimrod.
Did you have your call?
That's good, Marissa. That's good, Marissa.
What's that?
Some children are cursed. What about Nimrod?
Okay. Okay. Let's do this because we were born in sin and shaped iniquity. I get you. Let's go here because they can take up a whole show.
And honestly, let me say this.
Go ahead.
I'm going to study this to every person that's listening.
Uh-huh.
And so help me live in God. When I leave here immediately, I'm going to do extensive background research and call theologians some of the little ninjas I work for the devil. Hey, I'm going to call many theologians that I know that's Bible fluent, I'm going to ask that question.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to come back Monday, and
yes.
I mean this.
We're going to have an answer.
We're
going to come back with some stuff.
I'm wrong.
Uh-huh.
I'm not too big to apologize.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm letting y'all know now.
But I'm
going to
do it too.
Make sure you on board.
Yes.
Because if I'm wrong, if I'm right, you going to get it.
Well, right. See, now you can't be a sore winner, too.
No, she's part of my church.
I know, but you can't be a sore winner.
No, they telling me I need time off. They said I didn't have my coffee.
Mark Atkins says, the blessing is being able to have the kid, not that they will bless you. I just read what the man said. You act like, as a fellow Tiger, you got a problem with
it? Tiger said. I can stroll.
Okay, here we go. Tanya Williams says this. She says, I agree. Give an example. She says, if you mess around with someone, husband, wife, and if a child is result from that wrongdoing, that child will be a curse. We have to be mindful that our actions do affect everyone affiliated to us. She says, my neighbor had a child by a married man, and her daughter is cursed behind the mother's actions. When you intentionally come between a covenant that has been established by the Lord, you will pay dearly. Some consequences will be through that child.
Thank you, Tanya.
Now we'd have to back that up with scripture.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Tanya. Listen, once again,
we need to back that up with scripture.
I'm gonna say this.
We need to back that up with scripture.
So help me. I'm really strong on this, and I ain't gonna say what I was gonna say.
Please
because
don't.
No, but here, this is a subject that needed to be discussed on many levels because. How is a single person going to get the same rights and privileges as a man?
It's not a right. First of all, who said it was a right and a privilege?
I think it is because you.
When God said, be fruitful and multiply, yes, he said that to married people.
Married people.
Yes, he did. But it's also part of us as being humans. We don't have to. The part of being free will is being able to go ahead and do it without.
The hope is
that we would walk in our Christian faith and do it the right way. But unfortunately, and if some of y'all raise y'all hand and tell the truth, everybody that's on here wasn't born out of a husband and a wife
that's true.
Being married.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, I'm just gonna tell the truth.
That's absolutely true.
I ain't trying to put nobody business in the street, but yeah.
Absolutely true.
Right. I'm just trying to say everybody wasn't born. Out of being married or even whatever, you know, some folk got here after a drunk night. Some folk got here after prom night. Some folk got here on a night. Some folk just got here. Some folk got here to Luther Vandross. Some folk got here to Teddy Pendergrass. I mean, I'm just telling the truth. So we can talk about it how you want to talk about it, but I'm just saying. Anyway.
This is a good
Antoine, Spank. What's up, Big Spank? Spank says that still doesn't mean that the child isn't a blessing. Right, exactly. It doesn't. You're absolutely right. It does not mean that the child wasn't a blessing. Now watch this. It might not have been a blessing to you, the parent, but he still could be a blessing to somebody else. Look at how many single parents raised children who went on to do great things.
That don't mean nothing.
Yes, it does.
Every curse can be reversed.
And let me go back. Even Ishmael. Somebody used Ishmael.
See,
as a reference.
Now, all right.
If you know the whole story of Ishmael, come on now.
It turned out to be a blessing.
He wasn't a blessing to Sarah and Abraham, but he was a blessing.
He turned out to be one. Now I'm not acting that you can't turn out.
Now you walk in this line. See now you walk in the line.
No.
Thank you, Hardy. What's going on, Hardy? He said, "What makes it a curse?
What makes what a curse?
What makes the child a curse?
Number one, the parents. Number one,
child becomes the curse
because of the parents. Oh, come on! Now we can take this now. now,
God.
We
oh, God.
All right, so my question is.
Hold on, where the producer at? She...
Go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right. Jim. I'm glad.
Prove your point, hey, what makes it a curse?
My question is.
Come on.
We Bible scholars.
Okay, come on.
How many times in the book of, in the New Testament,
uh-huh.
Old Testament,
uh-huh.
that the Lord have named Bible individuals,
mm-hmm.
and they meant curse?
Could you give us an example? Other than Nimrod, because I need to look up the Nimrod thing. Eastern or Western?
Hold on.
Job had a lot of children, and they died, and he was married. Was that a curse? Woo.
That didn't mean nothing.
No. What do you mean?
No, what do you mean? That ain't even the same argument. That's not the same argument. That's...
Okay, he's doing a search. We can't have dead air.
That's right.
We can't have dead air. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, right? We're going to take a break. What's up, Hardy? We're going to take a break. We're going to answer the question. We're going to come back. We're going to take a real quick break, y'all. I promise it ain't. We're not going to be gone too long. Don't y'all go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. We're going to be right back. This is good, though. This is good. We're going to be right back. We're going to give y'all some of this old school Adrian B. King. Jesus is my everything. Y'all stay blessed, man. Back, man, look, we started this conversation. I know we're supposed to be talking about my seven pet peeves of worship music in the church, but unfortunately, and I shouldn't say unfortunately because the conversation was good, we ended up on this particular topic. My brother over here made this bold statement early. This is the statement I want to make sure that we don't take his statement out of context. This was the statement he made. He said that all children... He says that he does not believe.
That's right.
Thank you for correction. He said, I don't believe that all children are a blessing. That was his statement. I want to make sure we got that clear. He said, I don't believe that all children are a blessing. That's what he said. Now, he has some, we've had some comments that have came in since then, and people want examples. Pastor Fitzgerald Hardy chimed in. Old brother from what was the guitar player down at Mount Vernon. Now he's I believe he's pastor in the church now,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. But he's saying, so you saying God made a curse out of the child? Anton Spank says I know a situation where the child was more of a blessing than the original children. Let's see. Tanya Williams says, of course, God will get the glory out of this ordeal. However, it is still wrong to commit that type of sin, just like we're not supposed to take a life. I'm aware that a man or woman cannot do any more than what they are allowed. But if a woman mess with my somebody, go get what? OK, I had to pre-read y'all stuff. Let's see here. Terrence Ellery says, how many kids came about with concubines? My God. Woo. Let's see here. Yolanda King says, doesn't God bless the just and the unjust? That's good stuff.
He does. he does.
Marissa Williams says, so where does captive silly women laden with sin come in? Okay. So I'm gonna give you the flow, Doc. Make sure your mic on. All right, yeah. You go.
Watch the movie Fence. Watch the movie Fence.
Respond to the people.
I'm reading.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about you. What you got?
Listen, my phone just went dead. Real talk.
It did.
But listen, once again, I'm going to back up my statement.
Okay.
And understand my point and my sentiment was I don't believe personally.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to bring – now, Gerald, Pastor Hardy, out of respect, someone mentioned 127 numbers or something. Verse 3.
I read
children
that.
Are the right. He just put that back up in respect to his comment.
Right, I read that.
Okay.
Right.
So here, in same token, until I be able to prove my argument, mm-hmm. my personal argument,
uh-huh.
which I would prove it by
Monday. Okay.
See, he cursed your phone. Oh, it's called low battery. I'm going to prove my argument.
Your phone ain't pro-life.
And once again, my phone not pro-life. Once again, if I'm wrong in any matter,
uh-huh.
I'm
uh-huh.
going to apologize
okay.
openly
okay.
with reasoning
okay.
and with a perfect response.
Okay. That's good stuff, man. Look.
You won't have it Monday. since y'all going there, half the people saying this because they probably was born out of wedlock too.
Okay.
And they turned out to be a blessing.
Okay. But so I guess, okay.
That's just being real.
Here's where my disagreement comes in is how is it.
Now, I never said, now understand.
When you make a blanket statement, just so you know, when you make a blanket statement that says not all children are a blessing, it's real vague. So it leaves the door open to say, because you didn't say not all children can't turn around and become a blessing, but you put this blanket statement out there.
But, and I never said all children that was born out of that
you
was
said some. You said you that believe that
out of wedlock,
right?
And even wedlock,
right? Some people, some kids who aren't right, because all kids
both,
who born in,
both,
into
both,
right.
both,
right?
Both. I said my statement was,
right.
I just don't believe all kids were a blessing from God, and that's my statement. That's what I said. And Monday, I will have my argument
okay.
backed up with scripture to prove what I said. Now, if
wow.
I'm wrong,
wow.
if I'm wrong,
I'm gonna need.
Then
I'm gonna
I
need,
will.
We gonna have
apologize.
Some. I'm gonna have some pastors on standby on the phone. Maybe we need to get somebody.
See, that's
else.
The thing. I'm not. I knew that was gonna be an attack.
What's that?
I have three kids. I'm not saying kids out of wedlock. I said
right.
all kids.
Right. He didn't say that. Let me clarify. His statement was that he does not believe that all children are a blessing.
Whether you're
married or not. He didn't put a title on it. So let's make sure we
exactly.
I'm just trying to make sure y'all can jump on him. Just jump on him with facts. You can't jump
Thank
on him
you.
Like that. I ain't gonna stop y'all from jumping on him, but jump on based off what he said. Don't add nothing to it. It's that. So if God made us, did he not make them too? Okay, Patricia Parker. All right. See, you see how you now, let me say this for the record. He brought this.
I did. And I can fight my own battle.
You sure can.
I can. I can fight my own battle. Once again. Patricia Perkins, God bless you. I think are you a new listener?
She's been on for a while.
Okay.
Now,
do me a favor, Patricia. Make sure you
be here Monday.
Be here Monday. Faith Haygood, be here Monday. Tiki Loving God, be here Monday. Anyone else, be here Monday. And notice.
Ooh, that's good, Mark. Mark says, David's child out of wedlock was not a curse, but he had to die because of the sin that that was conceived, because of how he was conceived.
Yeah. Jerry said, your inbox gonna blow up tonight.
You might want to just let your phone stay dead.
Listen,
just let your phone stay dead.
I just want every last one of you guys, because listen, truth doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I take pride in,
mm-hmm.
if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. I have not always been right, but I have not always been wrong.
You know what?
Either.
I'll say this, and I'll say this just to play the other side for a hot second.
Hot second.
For a hot second. Because I'm on. For a hot second. I love shows that talk about going back in time.
Uh-huh.
And one of the shows says, what would have happened if somebody would have gotten hold? Let's just stay with me for a second. Just to bolster your argument about all children not being a blessing. What would have happened if someone would have gotten rid of young Hitler before he became who he was? Because nobody can say he was a blessing.
Wow.
What would have happened if someone would have gotten rid of Lee Harvey Oswald before he got turned, before he killed King? Because we can't say he was a blessing. What would have happened if somebody would have got a hold of young Jeffrey Dahmer before? So I'm just putting that out there. I'm just asking.
Mark said, I'll forgive you. No, but in their defense, they're going to say, well, they was good, but turned bad. I feel you.
I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah,
because these are the things. I'm just asking the question. But look, so answer this. Is Pastor Park saying that the child is not a blessing, or the way in which the child was conceived is not a blessing? She needs clarification.
That's a good point.
So what? Say what you're saying again for clarity purposes.
And for clarity purposes.
Say it one more time.
Just because even you put that's because honestly, Felicia, we couldn't argue the way the child was conceived not a blessing because sin is sin.
Right.
My statement was, I don't believe that every child that was born in this world was a blessing from God. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this openly.
Yeah.
If once I do background and I give scriptorial references, if I'm wrong, I will apologize. I'm not one of them guys who think they know it all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of them guys who feel like
Can't be told nothing.
Can't be told nothing, or I'm too big for reproach.
Okay.
I will come. I will come and apologize. I'm not twisting my words, because you could always go back into the show and listen to what we said.
Right. No, we don't delete nothing. So I don't hide nothing. I ain't trying to delete nothing. We all good. It's good. It was good conversation. Good conversation. Look, we appreciate all the comments, because y'all have blown.
I love it. I love it. I really do. I love it.
It's going to be good. Look, Monday. Y'all already know what we're talking about Monday. I don't even think we need to look for an article for Monday, because Monday I get the feeling that Monday is going to be kind of crazy.
I don't know if it's going to be crazy, because if I'm wrong.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
I'm going to tell y'all this. If I'm wrong, I'm going to give y'all scriptures to prove your case was right, and I'm leaving it alone. But if I'm right, I'm going to be like JJ, dynamite.
Let me read what Terrence Terrell Ellery says. The child is a blessing. He says, because of choices and free will, some will become part of Satan's team as well. So the child itself can be a blessing, but depending on the choices he makes will determine whether he chooses to be a blessing to others or not. Because I'm sure Hitler's parents thought he was a blessing. I'm sure Jeffrey Dahmer's parents thought he was a blessing. I'm sure, watch this. Finna mess with my biblical scholars. I'm sure Judas's parents thought he was going to be a blessing.
Mm.
But he had a purpose.
He had a purpose.
Regardless of,
he still,
I'll put it this way. Every child has a purpose. Watch this. Even those that were aborted. They served a purpose.
And you can't bring Judas. I'm telling you why we can't bring Judas in it.
Why not?
Because if it weren't for Judas, we didn't the fulfillment.
Do we know that?
He could have picked somebody else.
I'm just saying.
He could have picked somebody else.
I'm just saying. Patricia Perkins said that's just bad blood.
So, let me ask a question.
Yes, come on.
So, you know, they said when you have incest, right?
Okay. Right. Close relatives.
Close relatives. Uh-huh, they said 9 times 10, the baby going to be born with
some type of something wrong. Yeah.
Something wrong.
Mm-hmm. What?
But that is a blessed baby, though.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying.
You're going to get yourself in trouble. You've been doing real good.
So,
what are you talking about?
When that baby's born with this problem. So, the curse in that is.
9 times out of 10. Okay.
No, serious.
Okay, so you're talking about. No, okay. Was Pastor Parr. What? Was Pastor Parr. Married parents, do you have answer if you want to? Was Pastor Parks? Oh, I think she's trying to ask, were you born to married parents? You don't have to answer it if you don't want to.
Hey, Felicia, to be honest with you, I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm confused. I think they was on the verge of Now y'all understand. Hey, now y'all understand why I'm confused. Cause I just want y'all looking. Hey, now y'all understand why I'm a little confused or touched. I don't know. And you're right, Felicia. Prophetess Barnett, it wasn't geared towards married versus unmarried. You're absolutely right.
I'm done.
But
how much time we got? I'll be so glad with the show.
Hey, who asked that? Well, Felicia, thanks for putting me on blast.
I'm done. I can't even deal with you right now. You just said that. Okay, Fitzgerald Hardy says this: a child is a blessing all day. He says Judas began as a blessing, but his love of money made him kill himself a curse. Man, my coffee all over the place.
I'm sorry, man.
Exactly.
Hey, Drew, you're my brother. I love you, boy.
I can't even.
Hey, but she asked a question that got me stuck. Like, now you're going to make me call Mama after the show.
Oh, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Mama Park? I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Wait, Patricia said he still got love for you.
I know he love us. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got nothing. Mama Parks, that was your son who decided to talk all sideways.
Hey, normally,
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Normally, my old man would tap in somewhere, but if he was logged on, I'd probably ask that question.
Well, I'm glad he ain't.
When y'all can see me,
I'm glad he ain't.
Like, man, maybe that's my problem. I was confused.
You know what?
I got love for you too, Patricia. I really do.
Okay. Yeah, we ain't even going to try to, I'm not extending the show. I'm not trying to go to the end of this article. We ain't going to do it. It's just not.
Yeah. Listen, y'all, let me say this.
Yeah, please.
Hey, and, you know, I always remember this, and this don't necessarily pertain to our, and I'm not going to say debate or argument because
it's
discussion.
Right, just a discussion.
There's many topics of the Bible that many of us have our own theory.
Mm-hmm.
And our own understanding. Mm. That doesn't mean that we don't know the word or we're not fluent in the word. You know, once again, and I want to clear this air because before we leave here, I don't want no one to think that Pastor Parks is weak in the word or don't know the word, none of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because a strong man is one who can admit if he's wrong or not.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, there's one thing I don't know. And that's if my mom and daddy was married. So when I leave the show, I'm going to go to the car, and I'm going to call my mama, and I'm going to ask her, was y'all married when I was born?
I can't deal with you.
I think I was born by the river.
Really?
In a little tent.
Really? Really? Y'all pray for Pastor Parks, please, because he needs all of the prayer and stuff that y'all can do, because I have no further...
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. I just...
Yeah. Boy, I love it. I love it, y'all.
Anyway.
I love it. Beloved, beloved. I'm like Cardinal. Beloved. Bless your bones. Bless your bones. Man, Anton said, and you still a blessing. Thank you, bro. Thank you, man. I'm still a blessing. Yeah. Okay. Appreciate it.
Let's see. I'm at a loss right now. We got 5 minutes left in the show.
His name Dana, not Donna Mark.
What? What?
He corrected it.
Oh, I ain't worried about Mark. Mark, good people.
He, no, it was a mistake. It was a mistake. Tiger Stroll. I just had. That's how you do. Convert the conversation to something else.
I see that.
Hey, get the heat off you. I just taught y'all lessons. Get the heat off you. Go ahead. Start talking about. Now you know you called him Donna. How you gonna call him Donna? Do he look like a Donna?
Then he put an extra. Then he put an extra N in it when he corrected.
Look, yeah.
He went to Austin though. Spelling was never one day.
I had lunch with support. Hey, y'all remember reading and math with support? I had lunch with support.
Don't tell nobody else. Oh, God. Okay, man, look, what you got going on this weekend?
Man, listen, for real, tonight, I'm excited for this tonight.
What you got?
Judah, Pastor Reggie Royal, we're having our 20th year.
Is that tonight?
The rehearsal is tonight. So
have you been to any rehearsals yet?
That's the second one. I missed the first one.
This was the third one. This is the second one?
Second one.
I thought I saw video two already, but go ahead. Okay.
No, this is the second one.
Okay.
I know. All right.
Okay, go ahead.
It was Saturday. That was the day of the banquet.
Okay.
And so I'm going to use, he said, don't use me. Today and tomorrow is our anniversary, is the rehearsals. But then Sunday, y'all, we close out with our 60th year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
We got Pastor Clarence Storrs from the Mars Hill Baptist Church will be worshiping with us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that. Another busy weekend. I can't wait till this weekend is over because I'm going to try to get some rest somehow next week.
Okay.
Before the funeral. The funeral is Friday, so I'm trying to get some rest.
Now, when is the Judah concert?
Judah concert is on Sunday night at 6 o'clock.
Oh, this Sunday?
This Sunday.
Oh, so y'all got another rehearsal later today.
We got a rehearsal today and tomorrow.
And then Sunday night is the Judah concert. Man.
So I'm excited for this. I haven't sung with them in so many years. Great group of people. Mm-hmm. And, man, I just know it's going to go up, man. I just got to work on. I'm a great background singer. I got to work on some of the songs because I forgot the words. I've been out the game for so long that, you know, I'm one of them guys anyway. I butcher words. Well, y'all know that. I mean, hey, and I Milli Vanilli, man. Listen here, I would Milli Vanilli you all day long. You would think, ooh wee, I would Milli Vanilli you. I'm the Milli Vanilli of gospel. When I'm at church, I got a book in my pulpit that I make sure I still don't know the songs to Leaning on the Everlasting Lord. What a Fellowship, What a Joy Divine. I still got to look down.
Oh, Lean on the Everlasting Arms?
Yes, that too.
Okay.
Man, yeah.
That was supposed to be part of our conversation today, some of these singing songs that don't nobody know the words to.
Oh, why? Did they have some of them?
Yes. So I guess we have to say that for the next Praise Break Friday.
Man.
But I'm on strict orders to make sure we get out of here at 1:30 today. So because folk got stuff to do. So we need to make sure we get out of here. I'm supposed to be doing a wedding tomorrow.
Yeah, are you doing it?
A renewal ceremony, but I have not been in contact with the people that I've been calling and none got no response. So I'm wondering, did the renewal get canceled? Right. I don't even know what to say to that. So, hey, if not, I'll be at the bowling alley. I'm telling you right now.
Wait, so Felicia.
What did she say? Oh, God.
Yep, I use your word now. I tell my kids I time face them.
You know what? See?
And I accidentally did that word maybe 5 times this week and got looked like a fool. Like,
what, time face?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have been looked that funny.
Yeah.
You should feel some kind of way, too. You.
I do. I do. I'm slow.
Let's pray and go home.
What you got going on? Since,
I got bowling going on and that's about it.
So
that's all I got going on. If I'm not doing the wedding, I don't even know if it's still happening. I mean, how you gonna tell me you want me to do it, but then you don't contact me?
Well, if you call one more time,
I'm on because the rehearsal is supposed to be tonight.
Where? You don't know that.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I mean, okay. Anyway. Yeah. So hey, my bowling ball is gonna be in my trunk tomorrow. I tell you that much. I'm gonna talk about that.
Mark wanna bowl with you. You still putting them ends in there.
You put extra in there again.
Mark, you had English with support.
We gotta go right now. The show is over. Look, we gotta go, y'all. I'm sorry. We gotta go. We finna get out of here. Look, man, that's, oh God. Anyway, Father God, we thank you so much for what we experienced today. God, we thank you for those who listen. God, we thank you for Pastor Parks. God, we thank you. We're asking prayers for his family right
yes,
now.
God
is there in mourning and bereavement
yes,
right
God.
Now. God, we ask that you would touch them in a special way. God, we ask for blessings for his mother right now, God, recovering from her
yes,
injuries
God.
As well. God, we just ask a blessing. Then, God, we ask you to bless each and every listener who has listened this week to our show, those from Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. God, we thank you for every person who commented. We thank you even for the ones, God, who just came on to look just to see what we was talking about and didn't say nothing. God, we thank you for each and every one of them. God, we thank you for both churches. We thank you for First Bethel Church. We thank you for Second Baptist Church in LaGrange, and we thank you for Kingdom Baptist Church for allowing us to even host this show on their property. God, we thank you so much. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I couldn't even pray because you laughing. What?
Is Anton from Austin too?
No. Mikey did go to Austin.
Do him and Mark know each other?
I don't think so.
Why? He just took off one. He said, we got big thumbs.
Hey, Frank. Spank, do me a favor.
Anton, where to go, baby?
See, do me a favor. Spank. He drives a black Impala. It got pastor on the back of the trunk.
Don't tell me.
No. He popo. Get him a ticket. Pull him over.
I rebuke that.
Me and Spank go back years, man. Yeah, Spank, yeah, we go way back, man.
Hey, but that was a good. Hey, Mark,
got big thumbs.
You better hook up with him. He took up for you. I like that. Man.
Oh, God. Look, y'all, we got to go, man. We got to go. Y'all stay blessed, man. TTLO, y'all. Get somewhere. And look, go to somebody's church this Sunday and celebrate the King. We gone, y'all. Peace. Be blessed.